Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text word of mouth.
Oh, no. A condensed version today. Jamie doesn't have a phone.
I took a screenshot of a word of mouth yesterday that was going to rock your world.
Can you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was something like, I'm driving from Texas to Colorado. Is there anything interesting to see along the way? And somebody said, there's a stuffed horse in the Sonic in, like, somewhere along the way.
State line.
Yeah, somewhere there's a stuffed horse.
Maybe Lyman.
So it said, go into the Sonic and see a stuffed horse.
Well, listen, I did that drive. There is nothing.
Nothing. That's what they said.
Okay. Sounds like to me you missed the stuffed horse.
You did miss the stuffed. Yeah. I don't know where the stuffed horse is because it's on my phone. I forgot my phone, but I will find out for you.
All right. Okay. Carson, go ahead.
All right. So mine's from Kate and Thornton. Can anyone help me out? There's a hummingbird in my house. It flew in.
Oh, my God.
I left the back door open, and it flew in, and now it's stuck in my house. Help!
Oh, that would be a hard one to get out.
A hummingbird? I can't even imagine.
Woo! Have you guys ever had a bird in your house?
Yeah, well, yeah. We left a...
You sounded Canadian right there.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. We left the door on a cage open one time, and the birds got out.
Oh, you are a bird owner?
In the house. I wasn't. My mother-in-law at the time was. But I didn't really have anything to do with the birds. But the birds flew into the sliding glass door.
Did they die?
Thought they were escaping. Oh, Jamie. Slid right down the door.
Ooh.
Two of them. Found them the next day on the carpet in the basement.
Oh. Yeah. They
thought it was like Alcatraz. It was a big escape, you know? And so they get out of the cage. They're flying around. And they see the outside. And boom! And then right into the door. Two of them. Both of them.
What an uplifting story.
So that's what I suggest you do with a hummingbird. Point it in the direction of the patio door.
Oh, my God. I love hummingbirds. Don't say that. They're special.
You don't want to hurt it.
I love those little suckers. No,
you're not hurting it. It's hurting itself.
By the way, did you know on Amazon you can buy hummingbird rings that you put little sugar water in and you put your hand out and they'll eat from your hand?
Yeah.
With your rings on?
No, I had no idea.
Not that I'm a weird bird person.
I actually follow this guy on Instagram who has those rings, and that's pretty much all he posts is like pictures of weed and him doing that.
Pictures of weed? Wow, well, I'm just missing the weed, but I bet it would be more interesting.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good combo, actually, probably. All right, here we go. This is from Cassidy. She says, I live in blank apartments. I'm not going to say where she lives.
Okay.
In my packages at the front door keep getting stolen. Literally, I can't order anything. I've had 4 packages stolen in the last 4 days. I can't figure this out. I have a full-time job. I don't get home till after 7 p.m., and I don't have a camera on my door. What am I going to do? Well, first of all, I wouldn't tell people that you don't get home till 7 and you don't have a camera.
I didn't even think about that.
When I saw this, I'm like, why in the hell would you put that on next door? I have
so
a full-time job. I don't get home till after 7 because somebody might see that that's stealing your package.
Right, and here's my apartment complex name.
Yeah. And I don't have a camera.
Wow.
That means come and get everything you want, right?
Cassie, you're stupid.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on Word of Mouth. So just send us your text from Word of Mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Is she done?
Good job.
Alice, BJ, and Jamie.
I'm so proud you let her finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't again.
I know.
Because I really wanted to come in there on that one. Hey, you and I were talking about something yesterday off air, and I want to bring it up because I went home and did a little bit of a little inventory, I guess.
Oh, so it is tiny.
Got out the ruler.
What'd you come up with?
That sounds weird coming from you. From her, not so much. That sounds a little weird, Carson. No.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. Okay, thanks for correcting.
The garage sale.
Oh, yeah. I don't know
how this is going to go. Here's the thing, Jamie. Yeah, my wife, she wants to participate in a garage sale. That's coming up real soon, okay? A few days away. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we started gathering stuff up this past weekend, and we went down to the basement, carried a bunch of boxes out to the garage, getting it all prepared, and got to, of course, get the tables and then label stuff and all this, which we have quite a ways to go. But I went through some of the stuff that we have. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants this crap. I mean, nobody wants this crap. I just don't see it. So I feel like there's a lot of effort here. Well, I wouldn't say I put a lot in, but there's a lot of effort here that I feel wasted. I just don't feel like it's going to pan out.
It won't pay off at all. And let me tell you, whatever the price is, take half of that. So let's say you have that really nice polo shirt, right? You put $1 on it, you're going to get 50 cents. And was it worth 50 cents of your time to put it on the hanger? And they're going to take the hanger. And so then the hanger is like 10 cents. So now you're down to 40 cents. Yeah. And then your time and effort is now 40 cents to put it on the hanger, put that sticky thing on it, and put it on a rack, mm-hmm. and then sit out there with all those clothes.
Hey, you know, I hear you, and I think you're dead on. But yeah. My wife thinks that we're going to make a windfall here. She thinks that we're going to make so much money that we'll be knee deep in the stock market. I mean, we're going to make a killing on this.
And then you're going to buy some stocks on sale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just don't see it. I just don't see what we're. Here's the best item we have. The best item I think that we have that I've seen.
Okay.
We have a portable air conditioner. But it's one of those. And when I bought it, I didn't realize what I was buying. So it's barely even used. But it's one of those that you got to run a hose to the door.
For the exhaust.
Yeah, the exhaust.
Yeah. Well, you mean outside. You have to put it in the window. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to put it near a window or a sliding door and put that hose.
Sean has mine.
Yeah, okay. All right. But I'm just saying that's probably the best item I have.
Yeah, because I think I paid like $300 or $400 for that
sucker. That's probably what we paid.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So you'll get 50.
Oh.
50 bucks.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And my air conditioner is gone.
For $50. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to work.
I don't even know if you'll get that much, but hopefully you'll get $50.
Has anybody ever in the history of neighborhood garage sales had a sale that you actually made a killing? I'd love to hear about that.
Okay, so anything in packaging, they love. Like hoarders love anything you haven't opened. And so, you know, for me, I had a bunch of stuff that wasn't open because you know how I buy. And you know what? We need to buy you.
What's that?
Let's go online. Oh, you have to get the tag thing. So it goes into the fabric and you like that. And then we print out real tags. If people think that they're real tags that haven't been pulled off, they will pay the value. I mean, so much money.
So we're going to make it appear that they're brand new?
Yeah.
Like
straight from
TJ Maxx. You just can't have any holes in your shirt.
Right. But we're not doing TJ Maxx. We're doing something higher end.
Yeah.
Okay? Well,
Yeah, but we need to make... No, Shmadil, it's a needle. It looks like a needle, and it goes into the fabric, and you like that, and then it hangs. It actually hangs from the
right.
thing.
Yeah, let's go big. Let's go JCPenney.
I'm just saying, like, do you have... It's that one. How much is that thing?
They're only 15 bucks.
Yeah, we need that.
Bucks.
No.
Let's throw them off. Let's go Trader Joe. and they'll say, hey, I didn't realize Trader Joe's, that they sell clothes. Of course they do.
But I don't think they do. They might randomly. Well,
that will be my joke for the garage sale. Okay, you know, okay. You got to have a few yuck-yucks out there in the yard.
Yeah.
You
know? And then somebody said, be really concerned people bring counterfeit money.
Oh, yeah, you got to get one of those markers.
What? Yeah,
you
go on,
right over
go
it.
On
yeah.
Amazon and buy one of those.
Whoa. There are counterfeiters out there that's going to show up at a garage sale?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because it's all cash.
Why?
So,
I'm going to make sure I got my gun on me.
Let's see here. I'm going to read some of these, okay? Let's see here. How much for the AC? I'll pay $45.
You already got an offer. Look at that.
Jamie just said they'll give him $100.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Look at him now. He's interested. Let's see here. Garage sales are a ton of work, but we have a couple of yard sales every into summer, and we make about $250.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not worth my time, you know, $250. I mean, because you got to
figure. It's a whole weekend.
It's not even a whole weekend. It's a whole week.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because you start gathering stuff. We started last Saturday. So we did Saturday and Sunday. That's all we did. And now this week, you got to assemble things. And then Friday night's going to be a pain. Then Saturday, then Sunday.
Somebody said, I made $300 off a weekend garage sale, and 200 of it was counterfeit 50s.
Oh, man.
You know, we had this one time when there was this guy and he pulled up in a truck, right? He's all, hurr. He's like, is that TV work? And we said, yeah, it works. Well, it didn't really work. It worked for a minute and then the tube would go out. Yeah. This is back in the day of tubes or whatever it was, however they made TVs. And he said, this better work. And we're like, it works. Because we were desperate for money.
Yeah.
And so he bought it for $100 and he left. And then Steve, my boyfriend, is like, we need to go because we were moving to Arizona. He's like, we need to go right now.
Yeah.
He's gonna get that thing home and turn it on. And
he's like, get in the U-Haul. We're going.
Yeah, you don't want him to track you down. That could have been ugly.
I know.
Right? I didn't realize there are counterfeit bills out there that people are running around the neighborhoods trying to buy stuff out of a garage sale with counterfeits.
Yep.
I've never heard of that before.
What are you seeing there for the counterfeit thing, Schmidl?
They sell these little pens that you kind of just roll over it and it'll turn a certain color if it's counterfeit. They're only $9.
And what are you going to do if that happens?
I don't know. Maybe shoot somebody or something. I don't know.
No, but I mean,
it'll be a spur of the moment thing.
Like,
I don't know.
If I have that pin, right, and it make sure you hang it from right here, like under your
chin,
so they see it, mm-hmm. So they won't try it.
All right.
Because then when you do it, I'd start shaking. Like, this is fake. I'm calling the cops.
Now, what does that pen do? Does it turn color?
It turns a certain color.
Yeah, it's green if it's good. It's black if it's bad.
Yeah, we used to use them at Arby's all the time if we got like a bill that was 50 or 100.
You know what was weird? Yesterday I went...
Bless you.
Thank you. And I got a Diet Coke at that gas station right there, and I gave the guy a $5, and he held it up in the light.
$5 bill?
It's only $5.
Carson, you should have used that pin on your Arby's sandwiches to see if they're real.
Yeah, because that is fake meat.
Hey,
you got the fake meat.
Watch yourself.
Fake meat, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Go to our Facebook page, and you're going to see a video there of an ex-Bronco football player that gets in a confrontation with United. It's not really an employee of that, I guess, right, Jamie? It's more of the security team?
No, it's that third party. Whatever. You know how they hire out people?
Yeah, like a TSA
something like thing. That. And so they just want everybody to know it's not a real United employee.
The Bronco player goes into the airport, okay? And this is not a
is
DIA.
Is this a joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny. I like it because I've never thought of this before, but it's brilliant, okay? He goes into the airport and he gets a wheelchair as his luggage carrier. Instead of getting one of those carts that you got to pay like $7 or $8 for, he gets a wheelchair. Well, he's approached by this security person, and the security person somehow it escalates to a confrontation of actually physical. And the guy shoves him or takes a swing at the ex-football player, and boy, does he knock him to the ground.
Yeah, he was only charged, though, with, it's something assault. It's like it's minimal assault or something like that. So he's not in a world of trouble.
The football player or the security guard?
The football player. See, yeah. I thought it was a wash because the security guard guy was coming at him.
In the video that we have.
And squared up.
The video, the security person makes the first move, I thought.
Yeah, so.
And he got fired.
He did?
Yeah, he was fired yesterday.
He's crazy.
Yesterday.
He was bleeding and he got back up and squared up with the
football
player. Yeah,
he wanted more.
I know, right? By the way, I was thinking about that yesterday. You know, that fight happened or whatever. Those hockey players are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God! They showed that Lemieux fight again, mm-hmm. where everybody took off their gloves, and that's back in the day when they didn't have the helmet rule and stuff like that. There's blood all over the ice. I mean, it's just, is it Claude Lemieux?
Claude
right?
Lemieux, yeah.
And there's just, I mean, his like face is all over the ice.
I mean, it was full blown back in the day. Everyone just grabs someone and you just start punching.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. Yeah.
And our boss was telling us about a Netflix series, and I don't know if you remember, Carson, but it was about, you know, the dirty hockey.
It's about a mobster, he bought a hockey team, a minor league hockey team for his son to run, and it was a goon squad.
Yeah, they literally just went out there and beat up everybody on purpose.
Yep.
Guys,
you gotta love a sport like that.
Oh my God, yeah, he was like a mobster, and he paid the players to go out and just like, you know that Phil out there, I want to see his nose broken. And they would
take
do
him
it.
Out.
They would absolutely
It's called
do it.
Untold Crime and Penalties, and I did see it, and he would give bonuses if you broke someone's jaw or put him out of the game or whatever.
And that's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the Avalanche win last night.
Yeah,
right?
Go Avalanche!
Play again tomorrow night, is that right?
6 o'clock here.
And if they win tomorrow night, they wrap it up, right?
Yep.
They get to do it.
Yeah. When's the last time we were in the playoffs?
You mean, no, past the second round, it was 2001, 20 years.
What if we bring home the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Why do they call it Stanley? Who is he?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Lord Stanley?
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it, Lord Stanley's Cup.
Well, who is
and
he?
I think it's named after an actual
Shouldn't you
guy.
Know this? You were going to play professional. Shouldn't you know what?
I don't know the whole...
Why?
I think it's named after the Stanley Hotel.
You do?
I
thought it was just some guy named Stan.
Yeah.
He made it. He's like, here's your cup.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And... earlier, I mean, just off air, we were talking about the job market out there and people, you know, looking for jobs and what's available out there, what it's paying. Some of the places that a lot of people would have never thought that you could make this kind of money at are paying so well. We had the story last week of Walmart starting out managers at, what, $200,000?
Yeah, $250,000, I think, to be a manager at Walmart. I mean... Man, if you're willing to take those jobs, there's a lot of money to be gotten.
I've mentioned before with In-N-Out Burger, for example, they have a sign in their window right now that they're hiring for like $23, $24 an hour. That's to flip burgers.
No, I agree, but it's just like, you know, that's, I think, the maddening part, because I even said just now to Schmidl, I said, the funny part is that Subway in my neighborhood is offering $22 an hour. And so I was like, you know, just for S and grins, after we get off the show, I'm going to go make some sandwiches, mm-hmm. you know, just for some fun money. And then I realized, like, I want to do that because I want to earn that money. Schmidl doesn't even have a car that's barely drivable, and he has no interest in doing any of this.
Yeah, no motivation to do it.
Why aren't you getting a second job?
I like my free time, for one.
Okay.
And for two, just, like, all the other stuff that I do takes up a lot of time. So, like... After I leave here, I go get lunch, and then that takes about an hour. And then I go to the gym. That takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then I got to walk my dog. That takes about 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And then I got to cook dinner for me and my uncle. That takes like an hour.
Oh, my God.
And by that time, it's like 7 o'clock at night. So, you know.
I get it.
I apologize.
Yep.
I apologize. Yep. I did not realize that schedule. You
are busy.
Yeah.
Wow.
No,
okay.
You no, know no, what? Buddy.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, wow.
I apologize.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. How do you even get by?
I mean, I got to do that stuff. Like, I got to eat lunch.
Listen, we're not judging.
I got
to. No. Dude, you just explained everything to us.
Yeah.
We support you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're with you.
Masa literally pays me to go to their gym.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to do that.
$10?
That's a little more than that.
We just mentioned you could make a Subway sandwich and make $22 an hour. Uh-huh. They don't pay you that much.
Yeah.
Not a day.
No. But now that dog walking, it sure pays well.
Well, yeah.
And fixing dinner for your uncle.
And I'm pretty sure you said that your uncle fixes you dinner.
No. He does my laundry. I do the dinner.
Oh. Even better. All right. Okay. Sorry about that, Schmidl.
Yeah,
all right. Our bad. Our bad.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.